You know, the Catholic Church has always a spiritual purpose in every Mass of every day, which is summed up in the introit. In the today introit, which means entrance, we read, "The Lord saith, I think thoughts of peace and not of affliction. You shall call upon me, and I will hear you, and I will bring back your captivity from all places." So, this is actually today's spirit that the Church wants to communicate to our mind and heart. Ego cogito cogitationis pacis et non afflictionis. I thought a thought of a peace and not of affliction. Invocabitis me, you will call upon me, you will pray, and I will hear you, an exauding voice, I will hear you. So behold the necessity to believe in God. He really hears our prayer when we pray from our heart. God hears our prayer. This is something that we have to remember and to practice. This is our faith. God hears our prayer. I will bring you back from every place where you are in captivity. Actually, our captivity are the weakness and fear to sin. Our captivity is also the weakness and fear to get sick, to feel alone and abandoned, to get old, the weakness and fear to die. That's why, you know, the Church wants to remind us we don't have to fear, because all this captivity that we are suffering in this life is temporary. Saint Jesus Christ came to this world and worked our redemption. We have hope. Everything that, you know, we suffer here is for a while, not forever, not for all eternity. That's why our attitude should change in order, you know, to walk with confidence. We have to trust in God. And we have enough proof about the readiness of God to help us. And today's miracle, the resurrection of the daughter of Jairus, shows how compassionate is Jesus Christ. He said, "Lord, my daughter just died. Please come and, you know, help her." And Jesus immediately got up and followed him. The three resurrections that Jesus Christ performed, like the daughter of Jairus, and also the only son of the widow of Nain, and the resurrection of Lazarus, prefigure the millions of resurrection to supernatural life, millions of conversion from the time of Jesus until now. And this is what really matters, to be alive in sanctifying grace. You see, the world, many people are alive, enjoying the world, enjoying all the pleasure of the world, but they are dead. They are not in sanctifying grace. That's why we have to, you know, thank God for this tremendous love towards us by resurrecting us to the spiritual life, which is sanctifying grace. When we think, oh, you know, I have so many crosses, so many sufferings, so many contradictions. But wait a minute, I am sanctifying grace. That's enough. That's enough. Saint Teresa Avila says, whoever has God It's not lacking anything. You have everything that you need. God, God. And also, another thing that really matters for us is to live the gospel of Jesus Christ. To practice the gospel. The gospel is not just to hear what Jesus taught to us. No, we have to practice, to live the gospel. And that gives us so much peace. Because we really feel united with Jesus Christ. And you will experience how Jesus Christ himself is helping you. In different situations, he's helping you. He is with you. He doesn't abandon you. You are not alone. In today's epistle, St. Paul says, "Brethren, be imitators of me, and mark those who walk after pattern you have in us." So, to imitate St. Paul, and to imitate any saint, obviously we have to imitate in their trusting to God. They trust in God. Actually, St. Paul says, "I glory in my infirmities. But I can do everything in whom who strengthens me." This is something that we have to imitate. All the saints, they trust in God. Doesn't matter all the affliction and suffering. God was their support and strength. Jesus Christ. So, St. Paul, after his conversion, said, "Lord, what do you want me to do?" So simple. Preach my gospel and live my gospel. Gospel means good news. And the good news is that the Messiah came already. Jesus Christ. Such a great mystery. The incarnation of the Son of God. And we have with us, Jesus is present in the Holy Eucharist. Jesus is present in your heart, in your soul, by sanctifying grace. He is really the kingdom of heaven. The gospel is the Messiah already with us, the Emmanuel, God among us. This is the good news. And this is actually the motive why we should be in peace and enjoy this life. Doesn't matter how much we can suffer if we have God in our soul. The good news is that Jesus Christ worked our redemption, and he is alive through his resurrection. So, there is no reason to fear any sin in this life, though we are still weak because the consequences of original sin. But, to be sick or to get old or knowing that we are going to die is something temporary because Jesus Christ promised everlasting life. And this is our life that we receive from our redemption, worked by Jesus Christ. So our redemption consists in the forgiveness of our sins and in our transformation to children of God, as children of God. But the gospel has two parts. The first part is already accomplished, which is Jesus Christ already with us, which is our redemption work already by him. We have hope to go one day to the kingdom of heaven. We receive his grace. The second part is about the second coming of Jesus Christ, in which we have to believe firmly, steadily. But our citizenship is in heaven, says St. Paul. from which also we eagerly await a Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, who will refashion the body of our lowliness, conforming it to the body of his glory. This is, you know, the great motivation that we have. Jesus Christ will come again. And we have to ask for this second coming, because that means our resurrection, the final resurrection. And we are going to be with God in body and soul, worshiping God, glorifying him, and receiving all the joy, heavenly joy, in our soul. So, our captivity actually disappeared, because no fear anymore, though still our weakness, well, to get sick, to have a flu, to get old. And we know that one day we're going to sleep, to go to sleep, to die. But remember, whoever dies in Christ, he lives forever and ever. He's not dead. So all this weakness, you know, that we have in this life is purgatory too. If we suffer with patience for Jesus Christ's sake. So let us profit this tremendous consolation from the Holy Scripture. This is Revelation. Jesus Christ will renew our body. We are going to be raised up according to the glory of his body. And this is something that we have to remember. So let us believe in God. Let us imitate all the saints in trusting God. Let us believe in his word. All the first parts of his promises were accomplished. Thousands of years promising and promising the Messiah. The Messiah came because we have the mystery of the incarnation and nativity of Jesus Christ. We have the work of our redemption. So everything that was foretold before to the prophet were accomplished already. So God is a liar? I don't think so. In the second part is precisely that Jesus will refashion our body according to the glory of his body, our resurrection of our bodies. That's why it's very important to believe in God, to trust in him, to imitate all the saints. And so this life changed totally. We understand what is essential to the gospel, to forgive our neighbor from our heart. Though the feeling may still, but to forgive our neighbor from our heart means to forgive for Jesus Christ's sake. And this is to forgive from our heart. Forgiveness is very important in our spiritual life. Like Jesus Christ forgave us. He forgave us our sins. And also, the necessity to be charitable, to practice charity, love one another, say Jesus Christ. So, St. Paul, in one of his epistles, says, love one another, forgive one another, not rendering evil for evil, but doing what is good all the time. Well, this is to imitate all the saints. And to trust, obviously, in Jesus Christ. To believe in his word. He's compassionate. We have to be compassionate with our neighbor too. And not to complain, because you know, the weakness of this life, because they are temporary. That's why living the gospel means to follow Jesus Christ and to imitate all the saints. In the name of the Father, and Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.